morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you're listening to from the world. This is the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Mota. I am currently hosting the show with my lovely co-host,
Victoria Varela, and we are here also with our guest,
James Barrett.
Awesome.
Good. Good morning. It's morning. Yeah.
We're on it.
Yes.
Morning, guys.
Hello. How's it going?
Really good. Really
great,
good.
Great. Tell me a little bit about Wirestorm. I'm actually pretty familiar with the company because I use some of your products, but maybe people who don't know or have no clue what we're talking about today didn't work on. What's Wirestorm all about?
So we're an AV distribution company. We take a slightly different approach to AV distribution. We take a very multi-technology approach. We believe in using the right technology for the right application. So we have a very broad range of distribution technologies from HDMI, HD-based TV, and now AV over IP. But with our Network HD brand, we've actually broken that down into further sub-brands as well. So you have H.264 products for low bandwidth, ultra-low bandwidth transmission. We have the 400 series, which is ultra-low latency, but still over a 1 gig network. And now the STD DOE chipset, which runs over a 10 gig network for the best match quality possible.
So I know there's other companies that do what you do possibly, but why you guys?
Well, like I said, it's a multi-technology approach. We're not picking a single horse to win the race. We think that every single project that an integrator does is going to need maybe a slightly different approach. And by offering all these technologies and making sure that we are, you know, the one-stop shop for the best sales experience, the best support experience, we can offer something that really very, very few other people in this industry. So that's why we really think it's worth coming by our booth, checking out the products, and looking at the website to find out more info.
And what booth number is that?
We are on 3275.
And at that booth, if we were to get away from the podcast station to, you know, stop recording professionals like yourself to go check out the wonderful technology you're showing, is there, because we're like on very quick 2-second breaks, if there's one thing that we could like go through the booth and absolutely not miss, what would that one be?
I think it's got to be our shootout between the technologies. We've set up 4 separate screens with native HDMI, one with HD-based T, one with our Network HD 400 series, and another with the 600 series, all showing exactly the same content. So dealers can really come by and see exactly what the differences are in picture quality and latency with the system, and really get a really great understanding of what it is they'll be picking differences.
So, I guess if I can ask you and you can explain to the world, what are some of the projects that maybe are your favorite children to display? What have you been a part of and with your technologies, maybe your newest technologies as well?
Sure. So I'm a product manager for Network HD for the company, so I focus on the AV over IP lines. One of my sort of my favorite sort of children that as you say is the new Network HD NHD 230TX. This is kind of Network HD unleashed. Most other brands, when they do AV over IP, you have an encoder, a source, and then a decoder, and a select. With the NHD 230TX, it's only an encoder, and that can then be decoded by any device that's capable of decoding video. So that could be a smartphone, it could be a tablet, it could be a PC, laptop, absolutely anyone. Bring their own device, start streaming the content from that product. So that's great for a whole range of applications. But if people come by the booth and see it, they'll see the video quality. It's absolutely stunning, and it's just so easy to set up.
Have you seen your technologies being displayed in markets that you're really surprised about, maybe? Like, oh, I didn't think to do this, and maybe a client did that.
So, Wirestorm, when we were first founded, really focused on the residential market, and we sort of did a really great job. In Senior Region 1, we were 54% market share of the market. And really, it wasn't until Network HD that we had a range of products that was really focused on commercial. That was a long time ago. Now we've really found our feet in the commercial markets, and we started winning some really unique projects. We did the Striders Bar 2 years ago in San Diego. That was over 180 displays. We did the University of Arts last year, which was 150 displays. And with the new 400 series launching, even though we've only been shipping for 1 month, projects that are all over 200 displays, so it's really gaining momentum. But what we found is just that once an integrator has done a project with it, they come back to us, and that's what it's all about. It's that repeat business, giving the good customer a good experience with the product, and making sure that we're continue to drive that forward.
I guess as a millennial in the industry, I've only been around for like a year or two. Could you give us any advice in the industry? I already have my CTS. I encourage a lot of people when they're coming in, like, hey, check this out, and, you know, get it, and you get your foot in the door, you know, people can talk to you. Not the same, I guess, vocabulary, and know that, hey, at least you know the basics of it. Let's talk technology and geek out together. Any advice for us?
Absolutely. You don't need advice. If you're passionate about it and you enjoy it, you're going to go far. I mean, I joined the industry, and I absolutely love the technology. All you need to do is look around in there. There's some great products from all types of brands. And if you enjoy it and you enjoy what you do, you'll be successful.
See? Are you saying that this is a really cool industry? I don't know. I can't really tell with that.
No, it's terrible. That's why we quit.
I love what I do. I think we're all really lucky to work in this technology. I think year after year, you come to the show, and sometimes year on year, you don't see giant leaps. But I think actually with AV over IP, I think we've just seen a real step leap forward in technology. That's really, really exciting. So we're still just at the dawn of that. I think it's only been in the last few years that's really kicked in. It's just going to get better.
Very cool.
In terms of education on the products, does Wirestorm offer anything internally, Infocom, online? Is there a mix or is there anything?
We're not doing any training here at the show, but we've really focused on our online training and making sure that integrators don't have to fly halfway across the country to get up to speed with our products. So we offer great online training. They have to do is contact our support team, and they can get set up on our litmus program, and then they can learn about absolutely everything. But even less than that, if you haven't got time to sit through a whole presentation, you know, we try and keep them to around 15 minutes to half an hour. But our online YouTube videos channel, we have setup guides, online setup guides on YouTube, and all of that information is available on the website as well. So yeah, please go to Barcelona.
Cool. And just in case maybe you want to listen back to this, or you want to pass it on to your friends, family members, AV nerds, you can find this recording later on at ratepubs.com/infocom2017. Or if you want to also listen in on the scheduled podcast that we have, go to ratepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Ravepubs is also on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. You can find them at ravepubs. You can find me in the Twitter land at BarellaVictoria_, so that is BarellaVictoria_. Johnny, where are you?
At JMota3 all over the internet. You can just Google my name, Johnny Mota. Hopefully there's no one else out there impersonating me. I think there is, but he's not as cool as I am. But you know what? It's not really about me. It's about RayPubs. Go to RayPubs.com, the microsite about Infocom 2017 Victoria mentioned several times. I'll say it one more time if you want to check out our live stream all day from Infocom 2017, ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely pleasure. Thanks.